Look what happened to Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hey, Tommy, how's it going?
Good. What happened to you this summer?
Oh, I had a nice, disturbingly powerful, life-changing experience a couple of weeks ago.
Tell me more.
It was about 2:40 in the morning, Saturday morning, 2 weeks ago. I woke up to an intruder cutting my throat.
You know, that's always a drag. I remember that happening to my mother one time, and all the screams brought us into the room, and we said, "What the devil's going on, Mom? We're trying to catch some Z's."
Yeah, there was a lot of screaming going on, that's for sure.
Which is always tough when the throat's being cut, because that's, you know, the sound, right in there, you know. So you actually didn't wake up until the guy was cutting your throat.
Right, yep.
That's but that'll wake you. I mean, you have that, to, yeah. You know.
That definitely would wake anybody up, I would hope.
So when you woke up, I guess the obvious question, were you surprised?
At first, I just saw a shape in there. I thought it was one of my kids messing with me, trying to wake me up. But when I put my hand on my throat and felt the basic gas in there, it was pretty intense, and it was shocking. That's all I can say.
And then what happened?
Well, we ended up, I'm freaking out, yelling at the guy to get out. My wife was in bed next to me. She didn't even know anybody was in there until she got up and turned the light on.
Slow down a little bit, though. Okay, so your throat's cut. You realize your throat's cut, and you see a shadow in the room, and you're screaming.
Yep.
And your wife wakes up because of that noise, and she jumps out of bed, flips on the light. With the light on, what's the first thing you guys see?
The guy standing there with the knife in his hand.
Recognize him at all?
Nope.
What was he wearing?
I remember is some sort of a darker colored sweatshirt.
Uh-huh. And did he seem with it, or was he sort of out of it? Did he seem in a extremely rageful state, or was he relatively calm?
He seemed calm. It was just the weirdest. The whole thing was really weird.
Sounds like it. So what happened then? Did you guys say, "Get out of our house there, mister"?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was yelling at him, yeah.
And he did?
It took a couple minutes, but he got out, and fortunately my son ended up following him and holding him until the cops got there.
Did you ever learn what his plan was?
Nope. No idea yet. He hasn't said anything as far as I know.
Cops have no idea what the motive was.
Nope.
I looked up the story, actually, because I talked to him off the air, and he said that it was on the Internet. And apparently the kid was drunk, and he thought it was his house. So it sounds like he thought that Keith was sleeping in his bed, and he was defending his own home. He was so drunk. That's what the story apparently
said. You hear that story, Keith?
Yeah, I heard that, but
you're not buying it?
I, pardon me?
You're not buying it?
I'm not, no. No, huh?
Guy ever been in trouble before?
Not that I know of, not really.
How's your throat?
It's got a nice scar, that's for sure.
Did you get stitches?
Yeah, I just had them out yesterday.
How many?
16.
Jeez. That's the weirdest story I've heard all summer, pal. You at least got to go to a Twins game and try and get your mind off that nightmare. Hang on.
That's the fun part. Okay.
Holy moly. Give that guy some tickets. What the devil is going on?